Welcome to the Spoutcast, where we spout off the news to those who drink from the well. My name is Christian Warren. Alongside me is...
Jane Fawcett, everybody. We are in the house, State of the Church 2013.
If you can hear us and you are here for... Wow. If you are here for State of the Church, you can scream loud. We are excited you guys are here. Please hang out and enjoy the next 45 minutes, but we are not going to open these doors up. We are recording a podcast over here, and we're just going to interview people along the street. Coleman, come on over here.
Coleman Diffendorfer, everybody. Coleman, what's your position here at the well?
What's your position here at the well, Coleman?
I am the Kingsburg Youth Pastor.
Youth Pastor. Coleman, what? How many State of the Churches have you been to in your life?
More than five.
More than five. Are you looking forward to this one?
Yes.
Definitely looking forward to it.
Why are you looking forward to this State of the Church?
Because Jane's here.
You're right.
Oh,
Jane
there it is
here.
Right there, Jane, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, we'll let you go on your way, but...
Thanks for stopping by.
Go for it, Jane.
Hey, Christian, what State of the Church is this for you?
This is my fourth State of the Church, Jane.
Okay, I would say pretty similarly.
Yeah, you're probably at four, maybe five.
My first was before I even officially started on staff. It was the Sunday before I actually started, I came to State of the Church.
Was it your most favorite memory of all time?
No, it wasn't, actually.
If people are wondering why people are talking on the microphones, we are basically, I'm Ryan Seacrest right now.
And I'm Joan Rivers, everybody.
And we're pretending like we are live before like the ball is dropping.
Well,
right?
It's kind of like live at the red carpet before State of the Church. So
exactly.
Here's one thing we can talk about. Something red carpet-ish. I always see this, so.
NSYNC is on the Video Music Awards tonight.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Reunion, everybody. Can you believe it? Yeah, big bye tonight. But even more than that, we're here. So what's
That's
the big
right.
deal?
I want to introduce you to somebody. Ben, why don't you come over here? Ben, is this your very first State of the Church you've ever been to?
Very first State of the Church, Christian.
Now, Ben, where'd you come from?
I came from Mount Hermon in Santa Cruz, California.
And you are officially starting at the well when?
Tomorrow, next week, soon, today, tomorrow.
So what are you know nothing about State of the Church, right?
No idea what's going on in there.
What are you expecting? What do you think is going to be in there?
A lot of people, a lot of fun, a lot of worship, and vision for what's coming next.
If you could have one thing at State of the Church that would make you think that this is your favorite day ever, what would it be?
I mean, maybe like a blueberry donut.
Do we have a fellow donut fan, Christian?
You got to understand something, Ben. Me and Jane are big donut fans, and we like this donut store called K&C Donuts.
Okay.
And you should come and check out K&C Donuts.
Will do.
Maybe we'll get you on the Spoutcast. We'll all have some blueberry donuts beforehand.
Do you know that we did that once before? No, you don't, because you haven't listened yet, Ben. Hey, if you are curious about the Spoutcast, we actually air every Tuesday.
Every Monday night.
For you early birds, it's every Monday night. So we do this pretty much every week, with the exception of next week. We won't have a show next week, of course.
We will not have a show next week. We should get somebody on the show. Chelsea.
Hey,
come
we
on
have
over
a
here, Chelsea.
Our
come on.
Second, third spot.
Come on
birthday.
Over here, Chelsea.
Chelsea
come on
come
over
here.
Chelsea, tell us what you did this past summer.
I worked at a camp in New England.
And how was that? What camp was it?
Hume, New England.
And when did you get back in town?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Yeah. What are you most excited for the State of the Church?
Seeing Jane Fawcett.
That's twice in a row.
What now, you guys? Hey, Chelsea, will you pose for a picture with us?
Oh, yeah, we're going to pose for a picture. Here we go. I am looking good. All right.
All right. Hey, if you see a few people walking around and randomly, awkwardly, maybe snapping pictures of you, don't be nervous. They are our social media crew. So we will be posting pictures all evening on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And
wow.
If you happen to take a picture and you want to help us trend, the hashtag, listen closely, SOTC 1000 3.
State of the Church 1. What is the 1-3?
2013.
Yes. I'm trying to feel like we have a get. If you guys know who Dave Sather is and you see him, we want him on this show. So if you know where he's at, you need to grab him immediately. But producer Andrew File, come on over here. If you're a fan of the show, you would know who producer Andrew File is. It's been a while since you've been on the show, Andrew. What you been up to?
Yeah, I think I remember you were supposed to have me back on after I went to Israel, but yeah.
Did we double book you that day?
No, I think you just never remembered to have me back
on.
Well,
Andrew, thanks for
coming. Tell you about all the mind-blowing experiences I had in Israel.
How long has it been since you've been back from Israel?
Oh, man, my life has changed forever.
Oh, yeah?
You know, I got to say the cliche line everybody says, you don't read your Bible the same.
Perfect.
The cliche line is, the Bible was in 2D, but now I went to Israel, and now it's in 3D.
Or it was black and white, and now it's color.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're interested at all in going to Israel, we have a residency class starting up not very far from now. Mike, come over here. I need you
Mike,
to talk
come
about
on over
residency.
Here.
No, Ladies Mike. And gentlemen, Mike, he is our, I just forgot your last name.
Mike Sladen.
Sladen. He is our director of residency. Mike, when's the last day you can sign up for residency?
An hour before residency starts.
What day does it start?
September 12th.
All right. Who are, now that we have someone new who's back, who are the teachers for residency this year?
So myself, Dr. Rick Taylor, Jared Rumley, and Shay Sumlin.
Oh my goodness, Shay Sumlin, everybody. What is Shay going to be teaching?
He's going to be teaching New Testament, so Acts, Matthew, Romans, I believe, are the three he's teaching.
Those are in the New Testament, so that works.
I know. I'm an Old Testament guy, so I don't have to know all those things, Christian.
Well, Mike, thanks for stopping by. Hopefully, if you guys want to sign up for residency, you can do that. But once again, we ask that you guys not go inside. The doors will open at 5:45. But if you'd like to stop by and say hi, you will be on a live podcast before the State of the Church. Jane,
Christian.
I want to share a quick story about a friend of mine named Andrew Belachy, who's around here somewhere.
Tell me about it.
Andrew Belachy is a great friend of mine. And Andrew Belachy, one time, he told me he was going to come to my wedding.
Oh, yeah?
And then he texted me, and he said, hey, man, I'm so excited for your wedding. I can't wait to be there. And then guess who didn't show up to my wedding?
Me.
Andrew Belachy.
No way.
So I just want everybody to know that Andrew Belachy is a flake. And
wears blue pants also.
But I love him very dearly. I love
him.
Hey,
Christian, you know who would have shown up to your wedding if they would have been invited?
You?
Yeah.
You would have been there?
I would have been there.
It was a good wedding.
I bet you had a really great DJ.
We had a mediocre DJ.
Oh, okay.
My DJ messed up a couple songs.
Bummer. Well, that's why Andrew Belachy didn't come.
That's right. Hey, Rick. Rick Cuellar, come on over here. Come on over here, Rick. Rick, you've been on the show once before, have you not?
Yes, I have.
And Rick, what's your job currently at the well?
Working facilities over at FIG.
Working in but you sort of have a new semi-volunteer-esque job.
Yep.
Can you announce that yet?
I think so.
Yeah?
Connections at Southeast.
Connections over at Southeast. And what's that going to be like? What are you going to do?
It's going to be a party, hanging out. It's going to be fun.
Are you going to be the only male on Connections staff?
I think so.
Yeah.
For the time being.
He's actually started joining our Connections meetings every Monday morning. And let me say, Rick's held his own. There haven't been tears yet. There's not usually tears, though.
Yet.
I wouldn't say we're very girly in that sense.
Some tearjerkers.
You know.
It's been close.
Husband talk.
It's like being
wedding
on The View.
Wedding talk. All that. Oh, yeah.
What? It's like being on The View.
Oh, okay.
It's like being on the talk with all the ladies. Well, The View is with all ladies, too, right?
I'll take this back, Rick. Thanks for coming by.
Rick, are you going to come out to the rugby season this year?
Yes, maybe. Hopefully.
If you'd like to see me or Rick play rugby this year, you should come out and watch some of our games and us get tackled really badly.
Okay, so Christian, we talked a little bit about State of the Church when Calm was on the show a couple weeks ago.
Yes, we did.
And we talked a little bit about the projection mapping that's going to be happening here shortly.
Oh, yes, the projection mapping. If you haven't heard of that, I'm actually very excited for the projection mapping.
I'm pretty excited, too. And if you follow The Well on any of our social media links, you've kind of seen a little bit of a teaser beforehand.
Yes, if you follow us on Instagram, which if you don't follow us on Instagram, what is it, at The Well Church?
Yeah, the World
Church. Oh, yeah, Layla is in charge of that.
Yes.
We should get Layla over here.
She said she's going to come by at some point. So.
She's going to stop by at some point. That's good. Now, Scott, have you been outside yet already? Is it bumping music out there, or what's going on? It's pretty loud.
So we have a DJ out there. We've had this DJ here to a couple of our events. Last State of the Church, he was here.
He was at the last Day of the Church.
And at
Serve Day. He played I'm Sexy and I Know It.
Bum, 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 ba-dum, bum, ba-dum, bum, bum, bum. Yeah.
So, and I don't think Brad liked that.
No, I think this year things changed a little bit. So we've got a DJ outside. We've got iced tea. We've got water.
What else do we have?
We have a ton of people wearing bright green shirts.
Oh, yeah, we do have bright green shirt T-shirt wearers.
Yes. So if you have any questions at any point in the night, if you find somebody wearing an obnoxiously bright green T-shirt, they
look
will
who just
have
showed
an
up. Jen Bell,
you.
You've never been on the Spoutcast before.
Jen
just
Bell,
say hi. Just
come
say
over
hi.
Here.
Just say hi.
I just need a hug.
You guys, this is Jen Bell. Jen, how are you today?
Hi, Connie. Lovely.
Jen, I noticed on our website you just came out with a new blog post. Just give us a 10-second. You haven't listened? It's great. It's wonderful. I listened to it.
But
it was
you
great.
Recorded it, so you remember what you
Where
talked
can
about,
you find
right?
that blog post? On the website?
On the website.
Under what?
The Well Facebook page.
And the Well Facebook page. All right, Jen, we don't want to bother you. We just wanted you to stop by. Your husband's been on the show a couple times, so... We'll invite you back once you're all prepared. So, hey, are there still T-shirts for sale over there? There are still T-shirts for sale. Are there a lot of T-shirts for sale? Okay, if you would like to buy a T-shirt, they are $10, right? And how much are the CDs? $10. But I did hear that there's a CD for $5. Yeah. And, wait, is this Layla Granada in the house?
We'll come back to the CD. Hey.
Hi.
Layla.
Yes.
Tell me what you brought today.
What did I bring today?
Oh, Layla and I have a tradition.
Layla brought a really rich person's drink.
We did. Pellegrino.
PJ!
Okay, this is monumental because PJ has now entered the Five Timers Club.
No.
I'm on the show. Oh, too late. I'm on the show.
PJ.
Shoot, I may have to revoke that statement. I didn't know. He's the boss. He's like the ultimate.
You're probably at four, Layla.
Okay.
Wait, PJ. Hold on, Layla. We'll get to you in 1 second. But PJ's got a... Now, Layla, well, PJ, you got a couple big announcements to announce tonight in Kids Connection, right? Do you want to maybe just give us a teaser? Just a teaser.
A teaser?
Just a teaser.
A teaser is this.
Okay.
In Kids Ministry... We're going to turn the whole paradigm upside down.
Whole paradigm upside down.
You heard it here first.
So, Layla, can you beat that?
No.
What are you going to do in Connections to turn the paradigm upside down, Layla?
She's going to give people high fives and shake their hands.
That's right.
And rub their backs.
PJ, no rubbing of the backs, but lots of hugs.
Side hugs.
Not side hugs. Normal hugs, PJ.
Now, Layla, you're social media extraordinaire, right? Is there some social media buzz going on tonight? If you have social media, what should you be subscribing to right now?
Okay, we have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, social media,
Foursquare,
everything.
MySpace.
No, MySpace.
Friendster.
We are hashtagging SOTC13 is a hashtag, so you all need to follow it.
So get on your MySpaces and hashtag SOTC2013, right?
Yeah, all right. That's the one.
Speaking of MySpace, Justin Timberlake and NSYNC are reuniting tonight on television.
Christian, I'm so excited.
excited.
I am excited about State of the Church, don't get me wrong, but I am more excited about
NSYNC.
Okay, that's
the second time that you've talked about this already. I think you need to bury
that one. It's a pretty big deal, all right?
It is a big deal, hey, but not as big of a deal as this event that is currently happening.
Just found out that it's somebody's birthday today, Jane. Did you know whose birthday it is today?
Chelsea's.
It is Chelsea McAlpine's birthday.
We already sang happy birthday.
We already sang happy birthday?
Happy birthday.
Well, here, I'll do the Chevy's birthday song. Can I do the Chevy's birthday song?
It is your birthday song. It isn't very long. Hey.
You ruined it. It's happy, happy birthday from all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party with you.
I think mine was a little bit better, but anyways. So, you guys, this place is filling up. We are excited that you're here. We are even more excited about when 5:45 rolls around and we get to open those doors.
And we are going to be recording all the way until the doors open.
You're stuck with us for another 30
minutes. If you are annoyed with us at this point,
we're sorry.
We are sorry. But
not
Scott
really.
Carolyn, why don't you come on over here since you're just standing around? Come on over here, Scott.
So we have our spiritual formation director, Scott Carolyn, who just had a baby.
He also just shaved.
Yeah, technically my wife just had a baby. Yes.
Okay. Now, Scott, why did you shave for the State of the Church? Is it that big of an event for you?
No, I just wanted to change it up.
Looking good, man. I feel like when you shave, do you expect there to be like a scar underneath there, but there's not?
Do I expect there to be a scar under that?
How about a tan line?
Yeah. Do I have a tan line?
You sort of have a tan line, but it's a darker tan line.
Yeah.
If you've never seen Scott Carolyn with a full beard, it's pretty amazing. You should turn into Brian Wilson on the Dodgers.
I was thinking Duck Dynasty.
Duck Dynasty. All right, one or the other.
Is it Brian Wilson on the Giants?
No, he's on the Dodgers now. He's on the Dodgers now. Yeah, Brian Wilson did get traded. If you are
news to me, Brian Wilson got traded to the Dodgers.
If you're a Giants fan, you should stop by this booth, and we'll make fun of you. So, I'm just kidding.
Sorry.
I'm just kidding. Where's Jessica? My fault. I love the Giants.
It's okay, Jessica. No tears.
Scott, are you gonna talk? Are you gonna speak during the State of the Church?
Not that I know of.
So if they call you up there, you're gonna be very surprised.
Yes.
That's good. Well, Scott, thank you for stopping by. Sorry to embarrass you, but if people are standing around here, we're just going to make them be on the show anyway, so you might want to walk away.
I was say, have you noticed the giant gaping hole in front of you guys?
Well, yeah,
right now?
Exactly. But see, the people can't go anywhere on the side.
I think we just accomplished getting rid of everybody in this maybe 100 foot space.
That's right.
Maybe we're a little bit intimidating. I don't know.
Now, Jane, maybe we should talk about past State of the Church memories.
Let's talk about it.
What is your favorite State of the Church memory?
Oh, man. Last year, worship was off the chain.
Is that still a phrase?
Yeah,
off the chain?
It is now. I'm going to have to say that is probably my favorite State of the Church memory because...
Lance Reynolds, how are you, my friend?
Good.
Wow. Stopping by. We should just get more and more people to stop
You know
by.
Who we've never had on the Spoutcast before? Tim Getz. Will you just at least say hi over here? We'll give Aplos a shout out. Come on. Just
Tim
say hi.
Getz
Come on.
Is
Tim
our executive
Getz.
Pastor.
Just say hi for
the
2 seconds.
The brains behind the Well Community Church. When Tim is gone, everything falls apart.
Tim, would you say you're more important than Brad Bell?
Yes. Tim, I would say that.
Just say hi. That's all we want.
Hi.
Tim, what do you do at the Well? Just really quick.
I'm the executive pastor.
And would you say you're better than Brad Bell? I
Tim,
guess not.
Tim, just say hi. What's your position? How long have you worked here?
I just saw somebody. Oh, Marcus Allen. Why don't you stop by and say hi? Come on over here, Marcus.
We had Marcus on the show before?
Marcus, have we had you on the show before? Marcus, it looks like you've been working out a little bit.
Yeah.
Have you been working out?
Yeah.
Really?
Let's see. Flex.
Marcus, no, what are you benching these days?
This is awkward.
What are you benching, dude?
I don't know.
Oh, my.
Marcus, that shirt looked a lot bigger on you.
If you guys want to see some serious muscles, stop by the Spoutcast over here.
And ladies and gentlemen, he's single.
Just
right?
Kidding.
You are? Oh, Marcus, single ladies. Woo-woo.
We've got Jonah Laws in the house right now.
No
This is Jonah.
Way.
Jonah?
Wow.
Have you ever met Jane, Jonah?
Jonah.
Jonah, Jane?
I have heard so much about you.
Now, Jonah, you've never been on the Spoutcast before, have you?
No.
How often do you listen?
Every Monday night, sometimes Tuesday morning if I forget to download. Or you upload it late.
If I upload it late, you usually... Now, Jonah, we didn't have the Spoutcast last week, and what text message did you send me?
Frown face.
He sent me a frowny
face.
Okay,
do you remember that I said on the show the last time that you better not text Christian anything except something about me? I forget what I said.
About how great you are?
Yeah, that I'm great. So did that not happen, Jonah? I'm taking that as a no.
No, he sent it to me. He sent it to me.
Let me see it.
Yeah,
I read it. There it is.
Jonah, why do you like the Spoutcast so much? We got dead air here. Dead air.
Well, I used to listen to a lot of talk radio stuff, and I stopped listening to that, and then so.
Now you listen to the Spoutcast. Wow.
The only thing is, when you guys don't have an episode, it's kind of sad because I listen to it.
Sorry to disappoint, Jonah.
It is a sad day.
Hey, well, we've got a few more WSM students. Did you know there
Jonah,
are students too,
stop
Jonah?
By in a little bit, all right? Stop by in a little
come
bit.
Come back around.
Come back around.
With a joke.
Yeah, come back with a joke. Can you do that, Jonah? All right, Jonah's going to come back with a joke here in
Jonah,
a little bit.
Jonah, very good. Stephen Potter. Oh, my gosh. You guys just got
wait,
engaged.
Wait a second. Stephen Potter. No. Stephen Potter. That is a lifelong fan over there.
Yeah, Stephen, he writes on our Facebook all the time.
We've also got some girls that are in.
I need to introduce these two lovely ladies. Oh, we have a little guy, too. Because these are a couple of my WSM students, a.k.a. my BFFs. I love these girls. Hey, Bella, how's it going?
I'm doing good. How are you, Jane?
Oh, I'm good. Hey, Katie, what's going on?
You know, nothing, just serving.
Just serving. These two are actually on one of my first touch teams, Christian. Oh, thanks, Adam. Love you, too.
Adam DePartee just hooked me up with a Red Bull.
Awesome.
What's up?
Okay. Wait, we need to finish talking about Katie. 5:45. We're closing as soon as the doors open. Katie and Bella, they go to Buchanan. Big seniors this year. Tell me, what
Bears,
are
right?
you most looking forward to about your senior year? Katie, Ruth Carricker.
I'm looking forward to grad night.
Grad night?
At Six Flags.
Oh, you guys are going to Six Flags.
Flags.
Where did they go last year, Six Flags?
Yeah, last year they went to Six Flags.
Do you do the midnight thing, like where it's open at night?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. That's way fun.
All night.
That's fun.
I'm really excited about that.
We had a hypnotist at our grad night, and that was it. That was all we had.
Bella,
one hypnotist.
I got the same question for you, Bella Zayer. I don't know your middle name or else I'd use it.
Yeah.
I'd have to agree with Katie on grad night. It seems really fun, and I love Six Flags and roller coasters.
So are you guys the type that go on the very front of the roller coaster and stick your hand straight up, or do you like the middle, maybe like a little hesitant, or are you the back where you like throw the pennies up in the air?
I'm definitely the front. Like, I like to be where all the action is.
It's because Katie's a leader. How about you, Bella?
I like to be wherever the line's shortest.
That is
wherever
a great technique. Wherever the line is shortest. I like that one.
I that's a good answer, actually.
Because then you just get off of it and then you go right back on. I like it. Good. Hey, thanks for stopping by. If you see Katie or Bella, give them a high five. Thank them for being here because we couldn't do this without them.
I feel like we couldn't do this without any guests or else it's just me and you talking.
Christian, right, how's that Red Bull?
You want to
sip? Man, Adam DePartee, what a jerk.
Hey, let's go back to our favorite memories at the State of the Church, Jane.
Okay, yeah.
My favorite memory at State of the Church is... One year, we played a video, and the audio didn't work on the video. That was a good memory.
What was on the video?
It was a musical.
Oh, you were on the video.
No, I wasn't on the video. But the best memory I have is when this guy named Casey Call from The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah. He wants to
guard
and protect your
heart. He was on a video from State of the Church, and it was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
Also, Trent Dilfer came last year.
Oh, yeah, he did.
That's his name, right?
Yeah, Trent Dilfer.
And this year, Aaron Rodgers is going to be here.
Aaron Rodgers, boo. Who's
Doesn't
Aaron
Brad
Rodgers?
Know Aaron Rodgers?
No. No. You guys know that I used to be a Packers fan. Used to be.
I heard LeBron James is going to be here tonight.
You know, his birthday is the day before mine. He is one day older than I am.
Just one day older, huh?
Just one day.
Has anyone seen Dave Sather?
Dave Sather.
That is who we are looking for.
Where have you been?
No, Dave. No, you know, we should get Melissa Denisi on the show. Where's Melissa Denisi? She's been walking around a little bit.
Haven't seen her either.
You see Melissa down there? All right. Jane, Cambria Bellacci, how are you? Hey, Rachel, how are you? You guys are walking?
Cambria's owning the place, you guys. Just want you to know, if you see a short Armenian girl with a purse around her and a green shirt, she's basically the boss around here. She's my boss, actually. Uh-huh. But she's running the place. She's coordinating all of our volunteers. And let me tell you, we have close to 100 volunteers here tonight.
Wow.
Who are helping people get
Dale, come on over here.
Are you kidding me? Dale, come over here. No, come on, Dale. Go ahead. No, come here, Dale.
See? What did I do?
You're cutting me off as I'm in the middle of talking about our amazing volunteers.
Keep going about the volunteers.
I'm done.
You're
you
done?
You ended it. Go ahead.
If you were a volunteer, you may have gotten a burrito when you walked in.
Dude, wasn't that burrito good?
I would argue that was one of the better burritos I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, I forget where we said that we got them, but they're pretty tasty.
Now, Jane, let me tell you one thing I'm actually looking forward to tonight. My wife is leading worship tonight.
Oh, yeah. I heard a little taste of that already.
Say that again?
I heard a little taste of that already.
She's not sounding good or what?
Oh, she's sounding amazing.
Now, this is what I explained to somebody, because somebody thought we hired a band to come in to play do worship tonight. But we just took all the worship leaders here at the Well, and we kind of joined them into a super group. Kind of like how... Cam, come on, stop by.
Hey, let me cut you off while you're talking about this. Cambria Bellacci, my friend, how are you?
I'm great, Jane Fosse. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. I'm glad that this show is up and running and that there are a ton of people in here. Tell us about the volunteers. We got a ton. What's that like?
We have a ton of volunteers here. It's amazing. The energy is pumping. They are so excited that people are here and excited about what's going on at the Well. They are just oozing with energy, and we all couldn't be more pumped about what this ministry year is going to be like.
What time did you get here this morning?
I didn't get here that early. They were owning it. I got here at 2:30.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, tell me something. People are being handed an info card. On that info card, they're able to request information and ask anybody wearing a green shirt. What's that going to look like?
Okay, so after we get out of State of the Church and you find out all the cool, fun things we're doing in this next year, you can fill out that info card you got when you walked in, and you can give it to anyone in a green shirt to get connected. So literally, we are going to be all over the place. There's going to be a swarm of green shirts. You can find anyone, and they'll tell you anything you needed to know about anything.
Wow.
Totally.
Man, you know what's up. I think you have some people waiting for you back here.
Oh, yeah.
Duty calls, I guess. So
with those info cards, it's going to be really cool. If you have any questions about anything that's talked tonight, hi, Matt Alanis. We are putting those into our database, and you're going to be followed up with within 48 hours from tomorrow. Hey, Mitchell Ford, what's going on?
Mitch, come on over here. I heard you built a fence today.
I was actually working today, but my dad built a fence.
Oh, your dad built a fence. I think I now follow your dog on Instagram.
Yeah, I saw that too. Your dog has an Instagram.
What's your dog's name?
Are you guys running out of things to talk about?
No, but your dog's Instagram is a picture of the dog and then a picture of a cat. That's it.
My dog's name is Boomer.
Boomer. And so follow him at Boomer the dog, right?
You follow Boomer the dog at Boomer the dog on Instagram.
Mitch, do you know Marcus?
Perfect.
I know Marcus.
Mitch, have you seen the size of Marcus's muscles? They're massive.
It's coming out of his shirt.
Seriously, Marcus, you need a bigger shirt or small. Yeah, bigger shirt. Jared Rumley.
Let me take this one.
All right, you got this
Jared
one.
Hey, Jared Rumley, how's it going?
It's going spectacular.
Jared, what time did you get here this morning?
5:45.
Now, Jared posted a photo, and I want to see if this is real. You posted a photo, said that there was a box of lighting or whatever that was used for a Nine Inch Nails concert.
A projector.
A projector. How did you know that?
Roadies told me.
That it was used for a Nine Inch Nail concert.
Yes.
And then what did your what did your Instagram say?
It said this projector may or may not have been used for a Nine Inch Nail show. Hashtag redeemed.
Ah, so we are redeeming that projector here at State of the Church.
That's what the tech guys are doing.
Well, actually, that's the work of the Holy Spirit, Jared. We are not the ones who redeem. It is all the work of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jane. You're right.
I actually think that shirt looks good on you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I've gotten lots of compliments.
Yeah, it does look really good on you. I'm just saying, some shirts, you know, look good on people and some don't. That looks really good on you, Jared. Well, thank you for stopping by, Jared. I appreciate it. Do you
Smiley
want some more Red
Jared
Bull there?
Runley.
Layla, what's going on?
Just a reminder to everybody, what? Layla Granada just drank out of your Red Bull.
That's kosher.
She doesn't even drink after me. Oh, I'm a little bit jealous. All right, guys, we are continuing to fill up. Doors will open in 15 minutes from now. It is 5:30.
What's up, Kyle?
Hey,
dude,
Kyle,
are you still over at Lana Coffee? Dude, really quick, just tell us about Lana Coffee really quickly.
Lana's a local nonprofit coffee roaster. We just got a new building actually downtown here on Ventura. Still making great coffee and having a lot of fun.
And if you go to the well, you can actually, the coffee that we serve at the well is Lana Coffee, correct?
Yep, every week.
And what brand of coffee is, like, I don't know, is it called Flavor?
Roast.
Roast, sorry.
No worries. You guys have our house roast every week at the well.
Yeah,
and then
that's
we have a decaf
one.
Roast. Same, is it Lana as well? Or
the decaf's not. We just fully loaded is all Lana does.
That's all you guys do. Do you guys have any espresso roasts?
We do.
Ooh,
where
I like
where could I get
roast.
Some Lana coffee if I wanted to support you guys?
Online's our best place to go. We have a Lana Club subscription where you can sign up. We'll send you the best Lana coffee every month at the same time.
That's what you got to do.
A friend of mine just did a graphic for you guys, Carly Mace. Yeah, I just saw it on his Instagram.
I think you sell Lana coffee at this like grocery market right next to my house in Pinedale. Dude, that place is awesome. All right, Kyle, thanks,
Kyle,
man.
Thanks
I appreciate it.
Thanks for stopping
it.
By. Hey, we have my friend Phil Belmont. Come over here, Phil. Hey, Phil, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Phil's one of my favorite people ever. He's just the best, and his wife, Stacy, just ran off.
Some people get really embarrassed when they walk over here. But.
Yeah, a little bit of stage fright. Anyways, hey, I just got a text message from Sarah Wells, Christian.
Oh, Sarah Wells. Moment of silence for Sarah Wells.
Sarah Wells says, hi, Spellcast.
I guess you guys don't want to be silent. That's cool.
Hi, Sarah. We love you. Hey, Kim File, come over here. Oh, sorry. She's on her way to do
Nobody
something.
Ever wants to be on the show when they walk by. That's why we have to pull them out of their comfort zone.
Hey, Christian, maybe we should snap a pic for Sarah.
Do you want to take a photo and send it to Sarah?
Yeah, let's do it right now.
All right, let's do it right now. Here we go.
Sarah's on the Spellcast. There it is.
That was a good photo.
Sending that to Sarah.
Something I am also excited about tonight, Jane. Can I tell you one other thing I'm excited about?
Yeah, tell me what you're excited about.
Okay, so Carl, who's our worship pastor at the Fig Garden campus, he hired this lighting guy.
Yeah.
And I walked in there during when the lighting was going off, and the lighting's incredible in there.
Yeah?
It's like... It's,
off the chain?
I don't say off the chain. I say off the hook, but it's pretty awesome.
Off the heezy for sheezy?
Ooh. Brian File in the house. How are you, my friend?
Oh, Brian File. And his friend Stephen Love. What's going on, guys?
Just hanging out.
Brian, you're looking a little bit fresh and clean.
I showered.
Did you get a new shirt, Brian?
No. This is all the mics.
I know.
A little intimidating.
All right.
Brian, how's business over at Neighborhood Thrift?
Booming.
What? I heard you guys started a new business.
We did. We started Neighborhood Recycling, and it's good.
How do I get a part of Neighborhood Recycling?
You give us your unsellable clothing, and you participate.
Do dirty boxers count as unsellable?
Oh,
who is that?
That just happened on the Spoutcast.
We've never had people kiss on the Spoutcast before. We should interview him.
Boo File.
He walked away. He's too embarrassed. Come on over here. Come on over. Steven, right? Steven. All right, we met one time before, but you work at Neighborhood Thrift, correct?
Yes, sir.
You run Neighborhood Thrift. What is your official title at Neighborhood Thrift?
Store manager.
Store manager.
And what exactly does that entail?
I pretty much just run around and run errands for these guys. They just tell me what to do.
A friend of mine just moved into town, and I told him to go to Neighborhood Thrift to basically buy things to stock his apartment.
Garrett.
What could you find on the floor right now?
Some pretty sweet leather chairs and couches. Endless supply of desks. A lot of little like lawn gnomes, little porcelain angels.
Porcelain angels.
If you need cups. You guys sell plenty of cups. Every time I walk in there, I go, man, I should buy some cups. Well, Steven, thank you for stopping by. I appreciate it. And what? Oh, right through the microphone cord there. Brian, nice. Thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it. People are starting to come on in and fill up. You guys have about 10 more minutes until those doors open. It is 5:34, 10 more minutes. Amber Donnett, how are you? Come on over here.
Christian, I have a friend lined up.
Hey, this is Amber Donnett. Amber, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
Amber, how many State of the Churches have you been to?
A lot. Probably like five.
Five State of the Churches? That's probably more than
me. Five? I think I've only been to four.
I think there has been five.
Yeah. You got me beat, Amber.
Are you excited for State of the Church?
Yes, very.
What are you most excited about?
Probably the videos.
The videos. Hopefully videos. They're good videos. Do you have some friends over here?
Yeah.
Maddie, come on over here.
Hi.
Maddie, I heard you just got your license. Is that true?
This is true.
She looks like a Smurf.
And who's this standing next to you? Wait, say that again.
This is my sister, Paige. Hi.
Paige, you're in high school, right? How's high school going so far?
It's going by slow.
Is your sister mean to you?
Yeah, definitely.
I do not want to know something. What happened? What'd you do?
Sat on my face this morning.
Oh, wow.
That's
now,
not good.
Now, everybody steer clear of the road. Maddie is on the road, so you need to get
Maddie
away from the road.
Maddie is on the road.
Picture, and it reminded me of you.
Yes, I would like to see this picture that reminds me of me.
Hey, while you're looking for that picture, I have a friend over here. Hey, what's my friend's name?
Peter Cottontail.
No, it's not. It's Garrett Benjamin. Garrett, how's it going?
It's going quite swell.
Hey, Garrett, what do you do?
I am a molder of dreams at Buchanan High School.
That's also known as a science teacher, so that's pretty cool. Oh, picture taken over there. Should we photobomb it? Is that awkward?
We are taking a photo right now. Here we go. Spoutcast photo. There
Woo-hoo!
You go.
Got on that.
Wait, did you take it? One, two, three. There you go. You took
there
it. Thank
is.
You very much.
All right.
We'll see you guys. Okay. Thanks for stopping by.
Back to Garrett. Garrett, what other than being an awesome science teacher, you do what else at Buchanan?
I help run the Fellowship of Christian Athletes Club.
And you also coach, unless you're not coaching this year.
Girls softball.
Last year, Garrett had Kimmy Pate on his team.
Oh, wow.
I did. She was our pitcher.
Garrett, I feel like I don't see you that cleanly shaven.
I know. Welcome to Clovis Unified.
Oh, you have to be, for Clovis Unified, you have to be that shaven, huh?
Always have to be clean. Always.
This is TJ Granada. Wait,
Clovis
TJ Granada. You've been
employee.
On the show once before, right?
And
he's a
Clovis Unified employee, too. Clean shaven, always.
Clean
you
shaven.
Have to be, you can't have any facial hair at Clovis Unified.
You can have a grizzly beard if you want to.
5 o'clock shadow.
Oh, you just can't have a 5 o'clock shadow.
No, 5 o'clock shadow. That's amazing.
I am allowed to have any facial hair that we want at my school.
Now, TJ, has Hot Rods on the Bluff stopped, or are there a few more left?
We have two more left, September 6th and October 4th.
And are there going to be anything special at those events, or is it just going to be standard Hot Rods on the Bluff?
No, September is our Bonneville month, so we have a Bonneville Streamliner out there, as well as three or four Bonneville race cars on display. So it's going to be kind of our speed month, a lot of dragsters and early 60 race car stuff.
I heard you guys had a record sellout crowd about a month ago at the Hot Rods on the Bluff, right?
We did. We had about 3,500 people there and almost 600 cars.
Wow.
Hey, TJ, who's your favorite volunteer?
That would be my wife. And then second to that would be Sarah Wells. Just kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
Jane,
Sarah Wells
Jane,
moved away.
Jane Fawcett trumps everybody. She is our number one volunteer.
TJ, thanks for coming by. We have a couple other people,
volunteers.
Oh,
boy. This just got real.
Okay.
We'll
Devin Watts.
Wait, we got to do Morgan first and then Devin. Morgan and then Devin.
Okay.
Morgan, how are you today?
I am doing wonderful.
We just interviewed your sisters, actually.
Oh, wow. That must have been boring.
One of them got their driver's license.
Yeah, she stole my car.
Oh, no.
Carlos.
Morgan, when are you starting school?
September 30th.
And where are you attending university? That's what they say in London. Where are you attending university?
I will be attending university at Oregon State.
Go Wildcats.
Nope, go Beavers.
That's right, go Beavers. Kevin Tinkin, we were hoping for you to show up. Don't be mad at me.
The evening's electric here. The fans are all ready to go. They're excited about if we're going to keep talking about Jesus or could take a complete left turn and go crazy.
Kevin, where you been the last couple weeks?
I've been working.
I heard you got a new job. What are you up to these days?
Working.
That's it, huh? It's private?
Hi, Kevin. Hey, this just in, ladies and gentlemen. We are about to open doors.
Oh, we're about to open the doors.
So you have been waiting so patiently.
Maybe we should.
We do appreciate this. But time has come. State of the Church 2013 is officially beginning.
Wait, officially beginning in 5 minutes, though? Because the doors aren't opening just yet.
Oh, I got word from Layla Granada that doors are opening right
well,
now.
Well, once the doors open, wait, are they really opening right now? The doors are open at this moment.
Make your way. Do not push. Do not shove.
And this is the spout.
And we're out.
Lights, camera, action, I'm back in action. Avoiding industry poison, cause that's distraction. I'm running over the enemy, sober, so no more Hennessy. No more thug in the club, and I rub it up on them when we see ya. Switch lanes with the king on a narrow road. Left my flesh up in my rear view. Look, there we go. I choose life, I choose to do right. I choose to serve Christ and not to lose sight. Fight in the spirit, but humble up in the flesh. You never see me with bodyguards or bulletproof vests. Never see me with diced out chains around my neck. Cause 20,000 a rope, now that ain't well spent. You can have the swagger, you can have the Beamer. I won't even trip if you was looking cleaner. I don't need a fortune, and I don't think I'm famous. And I don't need a platinum plaque to feel I made it. You can have a mansion, you can have a glitter. You can have a million followers on Twitter. You can have the rap game, you can have it all. But I just wanna rock the mic for my God.